Moses here is giving his last written words to the people of Israel there, and these things that he speaks about is they're about to go into the land of promise here, and he tells them how that they can be happy and how that they can maintain happiness in their life. And tonight I want us to draw a few thoughts from it and apply some things to our life out of these verses here. Verse 26 says, "There's none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. Thou shalt tread upon their high places." Father, I thank you, Lord, for your precious word tonight, Lord. And God, I thank you, Lord, I've got a place to come to tonight, Lord, to worship you. I'm glad we live in a free country, Lord. And God, it's a privilege and an honor, Lord, to have health and strength tonight, Lord. And God, to be able to stand for you tonight, Lord. Lord, I'm needy tonight, Lord. I pray, God, you'd look beyond my faults and my failures and my weaknesses, Lord. I pray tonight, God, for a clean heart and a right spirit and a filling, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, that your will would be accomplished tonight, Lord, that the Word of God would go out, Lord, and find a resting place tonight in the hearts and lives of your people, Lord. God, we'll give you all thanksgiving and praise, God, for you're worthy. We ask you blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, I'm interested in this verse number 29 right here where he says, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord." Now, I want to preach on this subject tonight. Happy, happy, happy. I was going to go get me a Phil Robertson t-shirt and wear it tonight, but I couldn't find one. You know, he's got one that says, "Happy, happy, happy." I'm telling you tonight, there's some things tonight we can be happy about. I know we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. We're living in a time when the Lord Jesus could come, when this world is waxing worse and worse. But listen to me, "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord." There's some happiness that we can enjoy on this side of Jordan, folks, and God wants His people to be happy. Hey, if we get to looking around at the things of this world, it'll steal your happiness away from you, friend. But hey, we ought to do like old Peter when he stepped out on the water and he began to sink. He got to looking at things around him and fear come upon him and his faith seemed to left him. But he looked up. He looked up. And that's where we need to be a looking tonight, to our Lord and our Savior, friend. Hey, He wants us to be a happy people, a joyful people. He wants us to experience joy unspeakable and full of glory, and let the world see that we're different. We've got something, friend, that the world can't take away from us, friend. We've got joy and happiness if we'll look to Him. Oh, listen to me, friend. Happy, happy, happy. Some of you look like you've lost your happiness tonight. You need to smile a little bit. Hey, God's been good to us, hadn't He? Hey, listen, you could be flat on your back somewhere on a hospital bed breathing your last breath tonight. Amen. God's been good to us, hadn't He? Yes, sir. And He's given us a great responsibility here at Liberty Baptist Church to lift Him up. We ought to be a happy people, and we ought to be a shining people. People look at us. Lost people look at us, friend. They ought to see something different about us. You don't have to watch Fox News long or or any of the other news channels, friend, to get yourself real depressed. Amen. There's some things going on in this world, friend, that'll get you down. But I'm telling you tonight, if you want to be happy, God has got a prescription for you tonight to find some happiness as you journey through this walk of life. First of all, I want you to notice in this passage right here, there's a wilderness blessings for you and me. And can I tell you tonight, friend, this world is a wilderness. Amen. We're trying to make heaven out of this place right here, but it's a wilderness journey that we're in tonight, friend. This ain't home right here. Hey, we're just a passing through. We ought to be like Abraham, realize that we're just pilgrims, we're strangers, friend, and we're soon going to leave out of this life. And I hope you're ready for that day. Oh, listen to me. There's some wilderness blessings. Verse number 26, he says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. Let me tell you something, friend. Our God tonight's not a God made out of wood or stone. Our God's not a God you can set upon a shelf. Our God's got eyes that see. He's got ears that hear. He's got a mouth that speaks. He's got hands that'll reach down and touch you, friend. I'm not serving a dead God tonight, friend. I'm not serving a God, that's in the grave tonight. He's up. He's alive. He's well. And he's living inside of me tonight. How about you? Well, there's some wilderness blessings that we can have, friend. Can I say, first of all, tonight, one way to get His blessings tonight is to bow down to Him. Amen. Bow down to Him. Listen, friend. Hey, let's look in over in the book of Psalms right here just for a minute. In Psalms chapter number 56, let me read you a few verses out of your Bible. Y'all probably hadn't read this lately. Let me show you a few things here. In Psalms 56, in verse number 9, the psalmist says, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Hey, that's a good reason to bow down to Him tonight. He's for you. He ain't against you. God is for you tonight. God wants to be your help. God wants to be your strength. God wants to be your joy tonight. I say tonight, friend, there's some blessings in this wilderness right here that God has for us. We need to just bow down to Him and give Him place in our lives. In Psalms 57, He says, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Anybody got any troubles tonight? Hey, everybody does, don't they? Let me tell you something tonight. If you ain't got troubles, you ought to be really praising and thanking God. Because troubles will come your way probably before tomorrow sun sets. He said, I'll cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. I'm glad He's interested in me, ain't you? Ain't you glad He's interested in your life? He's interested in your troubles, in your calamities, in the things that you face day by day. And I'm glad tonight that we can bow down before Him, that we can cry out to Him, and He'll bow His ears to you. And He'll be your help in a time of refuge, friend, when you need help. Oh, listen to me. It says, He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah, God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. Psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. I'm glad I got goodness and mercy on my trail. Ain't you? Amen. You ought to be happy tonight because you can bow down to a living God tonight and know that He hears your prayer. Not only, friend, the wilderness blessings if we'll bow down, wilderness blessings if we'll just draw nigh to Him. Amen. Let me tell you something. We ain't as close to God as we ought to be. Amen. He said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh unto you. A lot of times we wonder where the blessings are. Why ain't God doing something for us? Hey, maybe because we've distanced ourselves from Him. Could be, couldn't it? Listen, let's look in Psalms number 34 here, just for a second here. In Psalms 34 and verse 18, the Bible says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Notice this, friend. He's nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Let me tell you what. Hey, every time we come to the house of God, it ought to break our heart to think about the sin debt that was paid on Calvary for a wretch like you and a wretch like me. It ought to break our hearts that Jesus had to die for our sins, friend. It ought to break our heart, friend, for lost sinners that are dying and going to hell. Hey, listen to me, friend. We ought to be a humble people. We ought to be a broken people. Amen. Well, we'll draw nigh to God. Look in verse number 6. He said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Verse 7, he says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." I'm glad we can draw nigh to God. I'm glad that God has promised He'll draw nigh to us if we'll draw nigh to Him. And I'm glad He's an ever-present help in a time of trouble. I'm glad He's encamped around about His people tonight, ain't you? Amen. Hey, God ain't sitting around heaven wringing His hands and wondering what's going to happen next and what He's going to do, friend. Hey, let me tell you something, friend. Everything is in His hands tonight. Everything's going just like He said it would go, according to His Word tonight. Well, there's blessings in this wilderness, friend, if we'll bow down and if we'll draw nigh. And not only that, if we'll just look up. Look up. Let me tell you something, friend. Tonight, there's a lot of things going on in this world I don't like. Hey, let me tell you, friend, there's wars. There's rumors of wars. You can look over there at Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and all the countries around little old Israel over there, friend. There's troubles everywhere. Let me tell you, this thing is building up to explode one of these days. There's wars. There's rumors of wars. Hey, we got the news about ISIS and that bunch over there, and they're getting people scattered all over the world to commit terrorist acts, friends. There's a lot of junk going on. If we get to just looking around, it'll depress us. We got ISIS. We got Ebola. We got Obama. Hey, and we might get Hillary. But I'm telling you, my faith ain't even in Romney or whoever else is going to run for president. We're $17 trillion in debt. We got Republicans. We got Democrats. We got Independents. We got Libertarians, friend. Hey, we got Tea Party people. Let me tell you, we got troubles tonight. Boy, just look around at the troubles, friend. And let me tell you something, friend. This wilderness journey, friend, will get you down if you go to looking around at it. But let me tell you something. Jesus told us in Luke 21, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. It's time for God's people to start looking up. Let me tell you, if you want to be happy on this wilderness journey, start bowing down. Start drawing nigh to God. Start looking up to Him and realize He's soon to come. And just say, "I'm happy, happy, happy." Amen. Well, to be happy, our redemption is a drawing nigh. Hey, can I tell you this? It's one day closer than it was yesterday. Amen. Hey, Jesus is a coming, friend. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. I want to be a smiling when He shows up, don't you? Amen. Happy, happy, happy. Not only there's a wilderness blessings, friends, but there's a winning of some battles. There's some battles to fight. We're soldiers in God's army. There's some things that we need to stand for. There's some things that we ought to stand against. We ought not to compromise. We ought not to conform to this world, but we ought to be transformed according to the renewing of our minds and line up with the Word of God as the people of God. And that's exactly what Moses was telling these people right here that was about to cross over Jordan into the Promised Land right there. He was telling them, friend, you better stay right with God. Hey, He'll blot you out of this land. Listen to me. The winning of battles requires obedience. The winning of battles requires faithfulness. It requires commitment. It requires trust. Verse 27, he said, the eternal God is our refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. Isn't it amazing, friend, that America has pushed God out and let the enemy in? Amen. You want to know what's wrong with America? That's exactly it. The leaders of our country are so liberal, so spineless, so ungodly. They don't want God mentioned anymore. Hey, let me tell you, everywhere from the White House to the courthouse and everywhere else, seems like government is turned against God. We're a minority in this thing now, friends. We gotta stick together. Amen. God's still going to save a few more people, I believe, before we go home. We ought to be out here winning some battles, friend. We ought not to throw the towel in. We ought not to give up. We ought to be faithful. We ought to be obedient. And we ought to be in this thing of fighting the good fight of faith till the Lord calls us home. And let me tell you, there's some things you better notice here about the winning of some battles. We've got a foe. Amen. We ain't fighting against the wind. We're fighting against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world. We've got a foe that's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he'd love to get in at your house. He'd love to get in this church house right here. He'd love to destroy it all. We better get in this battle, friend. Let me tell you, it's intensified in these last days. You read Revelation over there in chapter 12. The Bible says the devil, he's got great wrath because he knows he has but a short time. And let me tell you, his time's drawing nigh, friend. And our time, friend, to get in this thing and get something done for God, it's a drawing nigh for us too. The winning of battles, friend, we have a foe. But let me tell you something, friend, we've got a Father today. We've got a Heavenly Father that has all power in heaven and in earth, friend. And we can draw from that power. We can have that power in our lives tonight, friend. And we need God's help in our life, in our churches, in our homes. Battles. We've got a Father. Let me tell you something, friend. He can fix the fight. Amen? A lot of times we think things is too big for us to handle. But it ain't. God's on our side. He's for us. He's not against us, friend. Our God is faithful to be our help in a time of need. He is the eternal God, is thy refuge, what he said in verse 27. He's our help. We got a resting place. We got a hiding place. We got help in time of need, in time of fight. Look in Deuteronomy 32 right here just a minute. Notice what Moses had to say right here to the people right here. And if you notice in these few verses right here, the word rock in chapter 32 is mentioned numerous times. And many times it starts with a capital R in the middle of a sentence. That's speaking of our Lord and our God. And it's also got rock with a little R, speaking of the false gods of this world right here. Notice what he was telling the people in verse number 30. He said, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? Now that to me is kind of like where America is today. Let me tell you, we've turned our back on God and he's turned his back on us. Amen. You know why we've got... We can take, there's one, you let one little old terrorist come in and commit something and it scares the whole country to death. Amen. God, hey, let me tell you something. He can cause America, he could cause one man in America to chase 10,000, or he can cause one man to chase America. It all depends on what we want. If we want God as our help, he's available. But if we don't want him, hey, he'll turn his back on us. He says, for their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is as the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge His people and repent Himself for His servants when He seeth that their power is gone, and there is none shut up or left. And He shall say, where are their gods, their rock, little rock, in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices, drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. Some harsh words. We turn your back on me, then go call upon the dead gods in time of need. See what kind of help you get. He said, where are their gods? Which did eat the fat? And he said in verse 39, see now that I am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. Let me tell you, friend, our God, friend, He can win the battle if we'll trust Him, if we'll be obedient, if we'll rely upon Him, or He can turn the enemy against you. You know what's wrong with America? That pretty much sums it up. Well, let me tell you. But there's some battles that you and I can win. Hey, let me tell you, lean on God. We have a Father, friend, that can fix our fights. Hey, we can have favor with God. Well, hey, He's for us. He's not against us. Not only that, in the winning of battles, a foe, a father, a fixer, friend, but we've got a finisher of this thing. Let me tell you what Jude said. Hey, in Jude, verse 14, the Bible says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they've ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. There's a settling up day coming. Amen. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, saw it, and he prophesied of it. And we better be getting ready for it, because we're living in the last days of this Bible right here. You better believe what I'm telling you tonight. I'm not reading out of the Reader's Digest. I'm reading out of the Word of God. Jesus is coming. Let me tell you, if people don't believe it, that ain't going to stop nothing. Hey, we better get ready for His appearing, friend. Hey, the winning of the battle. Let me tell you, the battles may get hot. The battles may get heavy. In the battles, we may even get hurt somewhere, friend. But let me tell you something, friend. If we'll just look up to Jesus, if we'll trust in Him, friend, we can be happy, 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 though we're fighting the battles, friend, though we be in the valley, friend, though the devil comes against us, we can still be happy. Because we got a God that's for us. We got a God that'll fight for us. He'll stand for us, hey, till He comes again for us. Listen to me. There's wilderness blessings that we can have. There's a winning of battles that we can have. But I see a warning against backsliding. He said, Israel, in verse 28, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. When's then? What's he talking about? If they'll be obedient. If they'll trust. God promised that He would take care of them. He'd fight their battles. He'd drive their enemies out. And He warned them against going in and mingling with the ungodly and serving and worshiping their gods. We better be careful today in our lives not to put more affection on things of this world than on God. He's a jealous God. Amen? He's a jealous God. as a warning, friend, against backsliding. Notice this in chapter 32 and verse 46, what Moses had to say to the people here as they were about to go into the promised land. Said, he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it's not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And though this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, or through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. Well, what's he saying right here? He tells us we better get our hearts set on the right things. He said, set your hearts unto all the words which I'm speaking to you. Let me tell you, this right here, friend, is the Word of God. It ought to have an affectionate place in our heart. These are the true sayings of God. Hey, by this right here, we can know the will of God. We can know the workings of God. We can know the warnings of God. Hey, let me tell you, friend, he gives us a warning right here about backsliding. Friend, we better get our hearts right. Now, the heart is deceitful. It's desperately wicked above all things, friend. And we better watch our heart, friend. Hey, let me tell you, we better love the Lord our God. Let me tell you, He saved us from our sins. He's given us a place in heaven, friend. And we owe all our affections to Him, not on the things of the world. We're debtors to the grace of God tonight. And we need to set our hearts upon this Word right here. So important in our lives, friend. There's a warning right here about backsliding on God. Notice we need to set our hearts. Notice this too. We need to secure our home. He said this, you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. He didn't say it was an option. He said it was a commandment. Amen. Mamas and daddies, grandmothers, grandpas, we got an obligation to these little kids that run around in here. Hey, to teach them this thing right here. And let me tell you, it's a commandment. It's a commandment that we raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, friend, that they could come up, friend, and they could teach their children one day. That they could have the faith, friend, a saving faith. And have a place in heaven one day. It's important, friend. Let me tell you, there's a warning about backsliding, about not setting your hearts in the right place, and about not securing your home. Your home to your kids ought to be like a heaven to them. Amen. It ought to be a place of peace and joy and happiness, friend. Happiness of the Lord. Not happiness of the things of this world, but the things of God, something that's eternal, something that'll last. You can go out and buy you a new gun or a new pocketbook or whatever else you can buy, friend, and the new wears off of it after a while. You're ready to look for something else. We need some things that'll last. Amen. Things of God. Warning of backsliding. Set our hearts, secure our home, but then serve with heed. Look what he said in verse 47. He said, for it's not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. It ought to be our life, our devotion, our goals, our ambitions, friend. Let me tell you something. It's not in your 401k. It's not in your job. It's not in your home. It's in God. It's your life. He bought you with a price. He owns us. He's coming for us. And our life ought to be caught up in the things of God. It ought to be first in our life. There's nothing wrong with having a good job. There's nothing wrong with having money. Hey, but let me tell you something, friend. That ain't your life. You know why? Because you're going to leave it all behind. Amen. It's all going back to dust. It's going to be worth nothing. But the things that we do for God, friend, that's our life. That's our treasures that we can lay up upon the other side. Let me tell you, He gave a promise even. Through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land whether you go over Jordan to possess it. The Word of God is so important. Moses, hey, he was telling them, you better set your hearts on the Word of God. You better train your children in the Word of God. He said, this is your life. Hey, that relationship with God, we need that. We need it in our homes, in our lives, friend. You're going to want it someday when you start to leave this place. Oh, don't leave this world with regrets. Let me tell you, there's personal responsibilities. If you want to be happy, go forward, not backwards. Amen? Go forward, not backwards. Get your priorities in place in life. The wilderness blessings, the winning of battles, the warning of backsliding, but lastly this, the witness that we bear. Listen. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved of the Lord. There ain't nobody like you. The Muslims ain't like you. The Buddhists are not like you. The Hindus are not like you. We're saved of the Lord. Our God's alive today. Hey, there's people all over this world that's serving dead gods today. They're putting their hope and trust. It's going to take them to hell. But our hope and our trust is going to carry us to heaven one of these days, friend. Let me tell you, hey, with the witness that we bear, let me tell you about my position here, friend. Jesus selected me. He come to me. Hey, I wasn't looking for Him, but He come to me when I was in darkness, when I was blind, hey, when I was lost and undone, that Jesus came to me and He saved me, friend. He made me a son of God, friend. And hey, He's soon to come after me. That's my position tonight. That's the witness I bear. Let me tell you, you bear the same witness as you go through this wilderness journey, friend. Hey, your position, friend, but your promises. Look what God has promised to us, friend. God has given us His Word right here. 66 books. Hey, let me tell you what He's done. 66 books. 1,189 chapters. 31,102 verses, friend. He's given us eternal love. He's given us eternal life. He's given us eternal light, friend. And He's coming for us one day. Promises of God. God's never failed on one of His promises to His children. And He ain't going to stop now. Let me tell you, the witness we bear, my position, my promises, and my place. My place. Your place. My place is not 1548 Lovern Mill Road in Bowden, Georgia. That's where I stays. Amen. Hey, that's where I stays, Brother David. My place. Hey, I'm like Abraham. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And Jesus made the promise to His people. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there, ye may be also. That's my place. Hey, my old house over there, a lot of things needs doing to it. Amen. Things in this world decay, run down. Well, let me tell you, over there, I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. I'm satisfied tonight with my salvation, with my Lord. Hey, with the promises of God, I'm happy tonight. Are you happy? Let me tell you, quit looking around and start looking up. That's a big key to happiness tonight. Amen? Let me tell you, the end times, hey, the events of this world get you down. You want to be happy? Start looking up. Looking up. God will take you to the mountain in this Word of God right here. He'll let you look over on the other side, just like He did Moses. Moses was about to die. God took him up on the mountain and let him see the promised land. Well, that's what we need to get our eyes set on tonight. Jesus is soon to come. Amen. Stand with me. I appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate your prayers and your attention tonight. You remember.